Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, we know that the spate of Somali pirates hijacking cargo ships and holding hostages is taking a toll on sailors and sea captains. But according to the Wall Street Journal, it's also causing trouble for whom?
Ports.
No.
Okay. Parrots.
It can't keep it's up with the number of pirates.
There's not enough of them to go around.
No. Well, perhaps they should have gone into Civil War reenacting instead.
Pirate reenactors.
Pirate reenactors.
I was actually not far off with the pirates.
You weren't far off with the pirates. You were getting there. Life for pretend pirates is already difficult. The fake peg legs are hard in the knees. Parrot feet is expensive. And their fake hand hooks keep puncturing their venti vanilla lattes. And now Somali pirates are giving pirates a bad image. Mark Summers, a man who is also known as Cap'n Slappy.
No.
He's leading a campaign. He wants to rename the real-life pirates. Call them boat muggers or kelp festooned kidnappers, he says. This seems like a long shot, so we suggest instead renaming the pirate reenactors. Something like Sea Geeks. Or our favorite, Dorkineers.
Can I just say that all of those are a step up from Captain Slappy?
I know. Charlie, FEMA had hoped to make their website fun and kid-friendly, but after protests last week, they finally decided to stop offering on the website a coloring book that allows kids to color in pictures of what?
Nuclear disaster.
No. Close, though.
Terrorist acts?
Which one?
Not 9/11.
Yes, 9/11.
You're
the
kidding.
9/11
no.
coloring book will no longer be offered via the FEMA website. The coloring book was titled A Scary Thing Happened. And it includes illustrations of airplanes heading toward the flaming Twin Towers. It was available on their website from 2003 until just last week. While FEMA released a sputtering statement promising to review all the material posted under the previous administration, designers of the book stand strong. They say, quote, this is real, quote, it was a very well thought out and useful resource for kids, but it's obviously being misinterpreted by a lot of people, unquote. FEMA also said they would reconsider their other kids' books, including a lovely book about Hurricane Katrina called Where's Waldo Going to Live Now? And a book about nuclear war called Good Night, Everything.
Oh, boy. We turned a corner, man. Wow.
Amy, apparently the economic situation is so bad it's beginning to affect the people where. I know. I realized even as I said that.
No,
it was almost like, Amy, what am I thinking? I mean, that's really it's an impossible question to answer.
The people were everywhere.
These are people who normally are just go by every day and in color on Sundays without noticing.
Even homeless people.
No.
Are
without noticing the real world.
In color on Sundays.
Yes.
Oh, the strips?
The comic strips, yeah.
We call them strips.
We're not talking about editorial cartoons or Doonesbury. We're talking about those long-running, sweet and fuzzy strips where nothing ever happens. Even Beetle Bailey, who served through Vietnam and two wars in Iraq without even noticing, is now griping about the economy. Betty and Veronica are talking about shopping to stimulate the economy.
Brenda Starr got laid off, I bet.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
And the family circus is selling the children into white slavery. It's terrible.
And Rex Morgan, MD, is now working at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta.
Kathy, though, is going to lose some weight finally. Of course,
finally.
Because she can't afford any food, but, you know.
Finally.
This is how desperate it is to make rent. Garfield is considering actually being funny. Charlie, an amazing discovery announced this week at a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science right here in Chicago. We're so proud. Researchers found that the same area of men's brains that fires up when they see scantily clad women also lights up when they think about what?
Golf.
No.
Boy, you answered that a little fast, my friend.
Okay, so it's not golf. It's not food.
No.
Obviously. It's not like lawn care products.
No.
It's
why men like to spend so much time browsing through the Sears catalog.
Well, lawn products.
Not necessarily lawn care products.
What, the tools? Hardware?
Yes, tools. Hand tools.
This is going to go in so many bad directions.
The idea of the study is that they scan men's brains, and the same parts of their brains that activate them, they looked at pictures of scantily clad women, is exactly the same area of the brain that goes off when they think about using hand tools.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. No.
Why does it surprise anyone?
Now, the study...
Sometimes an auger is just an auger, Peter.
I know. Now, the study was purported to show that men, in fact,
you are
objectify
really brave,
women.
Right?
Yes, that's true. That's what the study's author said. But we couldn't get past the suggestion that a Makita SP6000 circular saw might be an acceptable substitute for, say, Scarlett Johansson.
That's just sad.
Oh,
you
really?
Think it's sad?
Yeah. I mean, as a
either
woman,
way, with power tools or wives, sometimes you can lose an arm or a leg.
But you know what's interesting is the same study found that as the part of the brain, I think it's called the premotor cortex, lights up when it sees pictures of scantily clad women, the part of the brain that deals with communication and empathy shuts down.
Oh, you think?
You think?
You think?
Have you noticed?
Yeah.
You know, man.
Wait, there's another part of the brain besides the one that lights up when you see scantily clad women?
Exactly. You may not have been aware of this, Charlie.